Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
I've got my Thanksgiving goggles here ready to go. Just in case at any point today, any stuffing or turkey gets thrown in my direction, I am protected against all flying objects, much like the pilgrims of a couple hundred
really?
Years
the
ago.
The pilgrims are wearing the eyewear as well?
Yeah, I've seen the Polaroids.
I missed that in my elementary school class.
Yeah,
when I
see, what
about
happened
it.
Was that Native Americans were throwing turkeys at pilgrims, and a couple of them fell into a fire. It tasted good. They ate them.
I want you to do the entire show with the goggles
on. I have no problem. I got my turkey goggles on. You never know what stuffing is going to fly in my direction at my house. So I wear these as protective eye coverings for Thanksgiving. Plus, there's a lot of stuff going to be thrown around this studio today. So let me give you a little thing, two things out of the gate. All right, number one, whether you like it or not as Giant fans, something became clear today. Joe Judge has job security. Joe Judge is not being fired no matter what. How do I know that?
How do you know that, Craig?
I know it because he tried to tell a joke today at his press conference with the media, meaning he's comfortable. And if he thought for a minute that his job was on the line, he wouldn't be making jokes today about who his offensive coordinator is going to be, not just for this Sunday, but for the rest of the year. We're going to play it for you coming up. And then the sheep media that cover the New York Giants, how they reacted to it, further proves that John Mara has told Joe Judge, you're good, we're going to give you another year. That's just the reality of it. Because if you felt like your job security was on the line, you'd be all business. You'd be trying to reassure your bosses and the fan base that you take this seriously, that you recognize you may not be back next year. Joe Judge was telling jokes
today. Then why did he fire Jason Garrett?
He fired Jason Garrett because he had to go to management and say, I figured out what the problem is.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't me, of course.
Right.
It was him. That's what happened yesterday. Today, it's about job security, which clearly he has. That's one. Number two, this one's going to bother you more than the first one, Evan. It played itself out publicly. Is it hard to look at Mary with these goggles on?
I can't take it seriously. Not right. That I ever do.
All right.
But
well, listen.
Sure.
It played itself out publicly today, and it's another example of even when they try not to be the New York Mets, they're still the New York Mets. Steve Cohen put out a tweet today. Wah! An agent lied to me. Wah! What happened to a man giving me their word and standing by it? Wah! And Steven Matz goes to St. Louis, 4 years, $44 million. They thought they had a deal done, and yet again, a player and his agent turned their backs on the Mets and went elsewhere. Now we have to start figuring out why.
Are we supposed to cry about this, though?
Wah. The owner cried.
I mean, look, I actually wanted Steven Matz back on the right deal.
Did.
I
you
was
said
one
it
of the,
yesterday.
I was, and I was one of the few Met fans that did. But 4 years, $44 million, fine. Go ahead.
Wow.
Here's the bottom line for Steve Cohen. I don't mind him tweeting and ripping agents. I don't. You may be offended by it. Others
may
be offended
by
it.
I think it's beneath him.
Beneath him. It doesn't matter. Look, Steve Cohen's a different kind of owner. He's going to be on social media. It is what it is. He's going to bitch when he doesn't like what an agent did. It is what it is. It doesn't bother me. What bothers me is that on November 24th, with a lockout looming, the Mets haven't really done anything.
Well,
that's
correct.
What bothers me.
They've lost, even worse than that, though, Evan, they've lost guys
Fair.
They thought
yeah.
they had.
No doubt about
and we,
it.
By the way, we could argue day and night, all right, so what, Syndergaard went elsewhere? Hey, so what? We didn't want to give $44 million to Mets.
Right.
We can make those arguments, and those are well placed. I'm not suggesting for a minute that, oh, the Mets are going to suck because they didn't get these deals done. It's the image again that two players now,
it's not,
a former Met and a current
but
Met,
Craig, it's not the
both
image
said,
of
I
it.
Want to come back and then left.
Well, no, that's BS, though. That's BS. Stephen Matz didn't want
to
come
Steve
back.
Cohen.
Stephen Matz didn't want to come back.
Steve Cohen thought he did.
Okay, he thought that, and maybe his agent lied to him, and maybe his agent
well, clearly
used
he did.
Okay. That wouldn't be the first time a player and an agent used New York,
True.
Used the Yankees, or used the Mets.
Yeah.
The difference is Steve Cohen's attacking it publicly.
Correct.
Like, the difference is George Steinbrenner wasn't on Twitter to attack Greg Maddux and say, that son of a B,
sure.
he used us for a free Broadway show and dinner in New York City, and then he went to the Braves. Right?
Yep.
Steve Cohen is publicly saying, hey, I got lied to. The truth is we want action. That's what we want as Met
yeah.
fans. Now, we can differ about Steven Matz. It doesn't matter anymore. He's not here. He went to the Cardinals. Whatever. They need to add players. And here's the thing Steve Cohen better realize. He talked a big game at that press conference. We're going to spend money. Well, now you got to do it. And here's the other problem. There's going to be a lockout in a week. And that lockout, Craig, may last 2 months, 3 months, 4 months, 1 month. I don't know. Do you want Met fans during that lockout stewing over adding nobody? Now, I get it. That doesn't mean the offseason's over. But again, do you want Met fans? Do you want guys like me? Do you want Sal Licata? And do you want every Met fan listening right now to go into Thanksgiving, go into Christmas, go into New Year's, and God knows when the lockout's going to end, with nothing? With no fix in the rotation? Without adding Chris Bryant? Without adding Starling Marte? That's bad PR. And that's the bad PR Steve should worry about, not a dopey tweet about Steven Matz's agent.
I guess words and promises don't matter. Now, I got to believe at some point in his life as an investment guru, he has said one thing and done the other.
That I would agree
I
with,
think
yes.
that I'm not suggesting that. I know for a fact I don't. But I got to think there have been times in his life as an investment banker guy where he probably looked you dead in the eye and said, all right, I'm going to buy that stock and turn around and do the other thing. Or this whole GameStop nonsense.
Right.
I don't know what his role in that was or wasn't. But when the owner comes out, wah, I guess words and promises don't matter. Wah. And then the agent for Steven Matz comes out and goes, it's unfortunate that Mr. Cohen chose to take his frustrations to Twitter. I will not do the same. Instead, I'll take the high road, which is consistent with both my character no. and the character of our client, Steven Matz, who loves New York and contributes to first responders, blah, 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 blah. The New York Mets got played. And here's the thing you have to be afraid of moving forward. Everybody knows that Steve Cohen has more money than every other owner. That's a well-known fact. And now we've seen how agents are going to use that
yeah,
fact.
No doubt. That's true.
And that yeah. is, we love you, New York. We can't wait to
Trevor
play for
Bauer
you.
Did it.
And the Mets react to it. It's a knee-jerk reaction. Oh, you love us? We'll pay you to play for us. And they let the guy leave the room without signing the contract because they believe in the guy. They believe in the word of the agent. And three times now, for sure, Bauer going to L.A., Matz going to St. Louis, and Syndergaard going to the Angels. They have been used because the Mets made an offer. That offer was higher than anything else out there. And then they shopped that offer. That is a very dangerous precedent to set. And one that puts the Mets in a very
what do you
unique
mean a
position.
Dangerous precedent to set. It's been going
yes.
on for years.
Well, not with the Mets, it hasn't.
Well, because the Mets didn't have money.
For the
because
Mets.
The Mets didn't have an owner that was willing to spend.
But now they do, and it's being right. used against
well, yeah,
them.
And look, ask Brian Cashman over the years how many times a guy used the New York Yankees.
I'm
it
sure
happens.
It's dozens.
But nobody's going to cry. Even though I happen to be one of the few guys that would have been okay with bringing Steven Matz in. Not on 4 years, $44 million, by the way.
Okay.
I would have brought him in on a one-year deal. That's what I thought it would be. Even a two-year deal. But nobody's crying over the fact that Steven Matz, other than Steve Cohen, used the Mets to get more money in years.
I think the Mets are.
Well, they
the owner came.
Because,
the owner came out. Boo-woo, boo-hoo,
because
boo-hoo.
He probably had a discussion with the agent and was lied to. You know, if the agent is telling him, "Look, Steven Matz has quote unfinished business here," as Steve Cohen claims that was said to him via Joel Sherman, then he felt like this agent, who doesn't exactly represent a laundry list of great MLB players,
he does not. No.
That he did BS Steve Cohen, and he was pissed about it.
Steve
and you
Cohen
know what?
Got played.
And,
but here's Craig, the thing. If Steve Cohen is the impetus for Bobby Axelrod mm-hmm. on the hit show Billions, and that's what everyone said, that ain't how that guy operates. He never gets played in his real business.
Yeah, but this is baseball.
He got played three times
this
already.
Okay, look at the three guys.
Yeah, Bauer, rapist, allegedly.
Uh-huh.
Noah Syndergaard has him about two innings in the last 2 years.
Okay,
who cares?
And Steven Matz.
And Steven Matz, who, to be fair, had a good year for Toronto.
Fine. He's
and would have made this rotation better.
He's a back-of-the-rotation guy. The reason I wanted Steven Matz was to fortify the back of the rotation. He's not a number two or a number three pitcher. So far, the three guys that use the Mets, no one's going to cry over. That no one is.
But, it's
but
a,
the
it's
bottom
the
line is, here's the principle. Go out and get good baseball players, Steve.
Yeah, maybe they
Look,
can't.
If you, of, where's the evidence of that so far this offseason?
The three guys they wanted, what else?
Good baseball players, I just said.
Well, listen, Trevor Bauer is off the field.
Chris right? Bryant, Starling Marte.
Yes.
Those are the guys the Mets want to target. Bringing back Marcus Stroman, which is becoming a necessity.
Gausman.
Kevin Gausman, who's okay.
Is it Gauss?
That's the target.
I
mean, to cry about Steven Matz and Noah Syndergaard and last year with Trevor Bauer, whatever. Here's the thing you got to get used to. I got to get used to. Everyone's got to get used to. Steve Cohen is very different than other owners. He's going to be vocal. He's got a little Steinbrenner in him. Now,
no, he doesn't.
I want to see.
Hold on.
What is that?
I have to stop you on that.
What?
Steinbrenner wouldn't have cried.
Steinbrenner didn't have Twitter.
Steinbrenner would not have cried. Steinbrenner would have come out aggressively.
George Steinbrenner was outspoken on many issues during his
he
time as owner.
He wouldn't have cried. He wouldn't have said, well, I'd be lying to
George
you.
Steinbrenner once complained about the DH in the American League after the brawl with Armando Benitez
That's
and
not
Tino Martinez.
Crying about an agent turning his back
no, no, no,
on
no,
his
I'm
word.
Not, you're talking about a specific
Steve Cohen
thing.
Is crying.
Craig, you're talking about a specific
wow.
thing. I'm talking about other things that George was outspoken about and technically
yes,
cried
but
about.
I'm not saying there's a difference
he
between being outspoken and complaining about a situation. Then crying about how a particular player turned his back on
Well, that's
on you.
The way you're defining it, though. You're defining a cry and a complaint differently.
I,
My
that's
point
correct.
Is, right,
yes.
George Steinbrenner in the past, and look, Steve's got a long way to go to be George. He needs to win. He needs to get players. All that has to happen. I want to make that clear. But George was an outspoken guy.
Yeah.
Steve Cohen is showing us he's going to be outspoken. But the point is,
wow.
what Steve needs to do
Wait a
is
minute.
Go they, get baseball players.
We have Steve Cohen on the line, they tell me. He's not afraid of Evan Roberts. Steve, your reaction, just your guttural reaction, and we'll get into the specifics of what happened here in a moment, but Steve Cohen, owner of the Mets, your immediate guttural reaction to Steven Matz turning his back on whatever agreement you guys thought you had and going to St. Louis.
No!
Upset about it. Is that correct?
Yes!
Okay. Well, we can move forward with that.
Go get me players now.
Yeah, you better
like
go get
most
somebody.
Most Met fans, if you're reading the room, and I know you are, I'm not sure Steve is, most Met fans, present company not included, didn't want Steven Matz. Like most Met fans last night when that news broke.
I don't know about that.
No,
is
it's
that
true.
True?
Yeah, yeah.
I thought you guys wanted Matz, Gausman,
no.
and Stroh.
No Stroman. One ever said that to you.
No?
No.
You didn't have that conversation
no,
yesterday?
No, I told you I was concerned about Kevin Gausman. I wasn't sure exactly what he is. I said, I take
like
Matz.
We had that conversation.
And I'm telling you what I just said. You don't listen a lot of times.
Maybe that's what it was.
And it's okay.
Okay, maybe. I know we had a conversation
yes.
about Gausman, Stroman,
yes.
and Matz yesterday,
yes.
right?
Yeah. And I told you I was in the minority as a Met fan wanting Matz back on a short-term deal to fill out the back of the rotation. He didn't get a short-term deal. He got 4 years, $44 million. And most Met fans, I'm telling you, I saw it in Twitter last night, were like, yes, we didn't get him. So the Met fans aren't crying. But what the Met fan wants is they want action. There's a clock ticking right now, Craig, and it's going to tick midnight in about 5 days when there's a lockout. None of us as Met fans, and Yankee fans too, want to go into this roster freeze without a big move. Now, maybe it's Marcus Stroman, maybe it's Starling Marte, maybe it's bringing back Baez. I don't know who it is, but I'm telling you right now, the mood of the Met fan, if there's no and I'm not including Nick Plummer, by the way, who's a nice little pickup. He's an outfielder. They just signed him. Really?
Little outfielder.
What team did he
work? Nick Plummer.
What organization was he in?
Milwaukee.
No.
Yeah. Early in his career, he played for the Brewers. They found him out in Switzerland. not a well-known player at the time. More of a skier.
You're funny. They need to make a significant move to calm our nerves going into the lockout. So, Steve, if you're listening, if you have anybody listening, enough talk, enough crying, I'll give you that. Enough of it. Go get us a player.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.